What are we doing next, Michael?
We have an article, "There has never arisen a prophet like Moses."
Writing
of Rabash.
711. We're reading the article 7111. There has never been risen a prophet like Moses. From Rabash. Again, the writings of Rabash, this is from the third volume. The article number 711, there has never risen a prophet like Moses. There has never risen a prophet like Moses, but a sage did rise.
Hello.
We should ask about this, since the whole Torah is named after Moses. We can say that Moses comprises all the discernments, as it is written in several places that Moses is the quality of Netzach, and also the quality of Dat. However, we always consider his own degree and not what he contains. That is, even if he has all the qualities, still, whichever quality he uses, the Torah says about this, that with respect to prophecy, he was the greatest. Also, there's the quality of Moses, which is the quality of the faithful shepherd, meaning the quality of faith, which is chasadim, mercies. I heard from Baal HaSulam about the verse, and Moses approached the mist, and they did not approach. Meaning that Moses could even endure the mist, as it is written, and Moses approached the mist and attained the name of God because he excelled in that quality. This is why Moses is called the faithful shepherd and illuminating mirror, meaning that he always illuminated. It was said about this, he is trusted in all my house. This is the quality of Moses. However, in Moses, there were also the qualities of Solomon and the quality of Joseph. As it is written, and Moses took Joseph's bones. This is what it means that they were all said to Moses in Sinai. This is also what it means that Moses is tantamount to 600,000, meaning that he included all of them. But when we regard the merit of Moses, it is his unique degree called the quality of Moses. Also, concerning what our sages said concerning fear, in regards to Moses, a small matter, since the essence of Moses is a higher quality, but he certainly contained all the qualities. Concerning what it is written in the Zohar, that the quality of Chochmah was higher than Moses, it means that they walked in a quality that is higher than Moses, because Moses had no personal interest in going there, and to attain his godliness, but they will not approach. Meaning, where there was a mist, they had no access to godliness.
Ken.
Yes. Maybe again.
We will read again the article number 711 from Rabash. There has never risen a prophet like Moses. There has never risen a prophet like Moses, but a sage did rise. We should ask about this, since the whole Torah is named after Moses. We can say that Moses comprises all the discernments, as it is written in several places that Moses is the quality of Netzach, and also the quality of Dat. However, we always consider his own degree and not what he contains. That is, even if he has all the qualities, still, whichever quality he uses, the Torah says about this, that with respect to prophecy, he was the greatest. Also, there is the quality of Moses, which is the quality of the faithful shepherd, meaning the quality of faith, which is chasadim, mercies. I heard from Bala Sulam about the verse, and Moses approached the mist, and they did not approach. Meaning that Moses could even endure the mist, as it is written, and Moses approached the mist and attained the name of God because he excelled in that quality. This is why Moses is called the faithful shepherd and the illuminating mirror, meaning that he always illuminated. It was said about this, he is trusted in all my house. This is the quality of Moses. However, in Moses there were also the quality of Solomon and the quality of Joseph, as it is written, and Moses took Joseph's bones. This is what it means that they were all said to Moses in Sinai. This is also what it means that Moses is tantamount to 600,000, meaning that he included all of them. But when we regard the merit of Moses, it is his unique degree called the quality of Moses. Also, concerning what our sages said concerning fear in regard to Moses, a small matter, since the essence of Moses is a higher quality, but he certainly contained all the qualities. And concerning what is written in the Zohar, that the quality of Chochmah was higher than Moses. It means that they walked in a quality that is higher than Moses, because Moses has had no personal interest in going there, and to attain his godliness. But they will not approach. Meaning where there was a mist, they had no access to godliness.
What does the lady want?
To bother.
It seems like Moses is not willing to go anywhere if he goes alone. Meaning he exists for the people. He's not willing to receive anything. He can go into the mist and receive godliness. But if he doesn't go with the people, then it's not worthwhile for him.
Right.
So the question is, do we need to be like that as well?
No, this each one according to his role. He will later discover, but for the time being, no. Each one needs to come to love of friends and through that to love of the Creator. And continue forward toward the purpose of creation. When something is then revealed specifically toward him, then he goes down.
To connect this to the previous article, when there's this battle on the intention, the person needs to feel that deciding to here or to there, he's raising or lowering his Rav. From the same principle, that if he is rewarded, he tips everyone to the scale of merit. But the purpose of connection creates this feeling that the work is for the collective.
Yes.
Thank you.
No.
Рав, скажите, вот Моше зеркало, которое светит в нас, вот эта точка, которая...
Moses is the illuminating mirror.
Она как бы высвечивает вот эти несовпадения.
Point of mercy and faith.
Противоположность.
It actually illuminates.
Так это?
Ну, пускай будет так.
Это потом... Contradictions and the lack of understanding.
Let it be so, it doesn't matter. Later on, you will discover it. It will give you, and it will give you.
No, how to
put it? A certain foundation, basis. For the time being, it's too early.
Toda rabarav yachar makalenin ilk cümlesi.
Thank you very much, dear Rav.
Ama bir bilge geldi. Kim bu bilge?
It's written, a prophet has not risen like Moses, but a wise from the Elkut Ruveni. So who is this wise one? Who's the sage?
Oh, I can't hear.
A prophet has not risen like Moses, but a sage did rise. Who is this sage that has risen?
There has never arisen a prophet like Moses, but in the nations of the world, someone did rise, a sage did rise.
The first verse of the article is, there has never risen a prophet like Moses, but a sage did rise.
Yes, it means in the nations of the world. A sage has risen in the nations of the world. Who is he? There's no one from the among the nation of Israel. I used to know, I forgot now. I don't know.
Ken.
Oder dieselbe Stelle in dem Text, bitte. Es ist niemals ein Prophet gekommen wie Moses. Was ist ein Prophet?
According to the text, there never has risen a prophet like Moses. What is a prophet?
Navi. Navi,
prophet. Prophet is the one who speaks with the Creator. That's a degree.
Und was macht ihn besonders gegenüber anderen Propheten?
What makes him special compared to other prophets?
Those are qualities that exist in the soul of a person, thanks to which a person acquires a special degree called special sage, a special prophet, I'm sorry.
Die Art, wie mit dem Schöpfer spricht, ist sie ein Unterschied zu anderen Propheten.
Is the manner in which he talks to the Creator different than other prophets, where he talks directly to the Creator?
Yes, and there's a difference between the prophets. And what they're speaking of here, the degree of Moses, it's a very, very high degree, it's the highest degree there is.
Können wir lernen, direkt mit dem Schöpfer zu sprechen?
Can we learn how to talk directly to the Creator?
Yes.
Certainly.
That possibility is open to each and every one according to his investment, his degree. This can be, yeah.
Wie mache ich das?
I
can't say how to do it because I didn't reach it. But each and every one has the possibility.
Ist es eine Möglichkeit, anzufangen, ein Gespräch, ein Dialog mit dem Schöpfer? Ist das eine Möglichkeit, zu beginnen?
Is this the opportunity to begin a dialogue, conversation with the Creator?
Yes. Gradually, slowly, in these degrees, we climb to the degree of the Prophet. There's a book by Ramchal, Path of the Creator, Derech Hashem. There he talks about these degrees and how to rise from degree to degree until the degree of Prophet. I recommend you read Ramchal. Rabash held him in high regard.
Friends wrote that we're talking about, that it was spoken about Bil'am, that was smarter, who was the smart amongst the nations of the world.
Right, right, it's written about him. Correct. Correct.
How
could Moses be so great and he's not mentioned in the Haggadah of Passover at all?
I think because of his humility. Humbleness. He was extremely humble.
Yes, but the one who wrote the Haggadah is not Moses.
Who
wrote the Haggadah of Passover?
I don't know.
Kabbalists for sure.
Kabbalists. So what?
He was responsible for taking the people of Israel. How could they not mention him? How could they not mention that force as responsible?
I recommend you rise to their degree and ask. I'm not laughing, it's not a joke. There are many such questions.
You mentioned that you really recommend to read the book of Ramchal.
Yeah.
Did you read Ramchal books with Rabash together?
Together with Rabash, I read.
Mesilat Yesharim.
Mesilat Yesharim.
Mesilat Yesharim is barur.
No, Mesilat Yesharim is clear.
Derech Hashem.
Derech Hashem. Mesilat Yesharim.
Huh? Dat Tvunot. Ken Karati.
Dat Tvunot.
Adir Bamarom.
Adir Bamarom.
Adir Bamarom Karati Vamiyuchat.
I read especially that.
And
I read it with Rabash. Not much, though. Not much.
When you recommend for us to read Ramchal, do you recommend for each of us to read this alone for himself, or is there a possibility to?
No, each one when he has some time.
it's not recommended for us to also read together something?
Good, but I'm not placing it as a condition. Okay, how long do we have?
Until 4:30. What, in 6 minutes?
No, six.
ככה זה. ואחר כך, היום יותר לא לומדים.
And we're not studying anymore today. And tomorrow?
יש לנו שיעור הבוקר.
Tomorrow we have morning lesson in our regular time.
2:40 הכנה לשיעור בשעה
2:45 preparation, 3 lesson, and then after that we have the afternoon lesson at noon till 1 here in the study hall. And at 6 p.m. we have a meal, an evening meal.
טוב. כן.
האם יהיה נכון לפרש את כל המאמר הזה?
Would it be correct to interpret this whole article as within one person? Meaning that Moses, this quality, there is no other quality in a person of direct connection with the Creator.
כן.
Yes.
And all the rest of the qualities are within the mind?
Yes.
So according to the article, Moses is the only opening for connection with the Creator. How do we raise him above all the rest of the qualities?
It says that Moshe exists in each and every generation.
In each and every person.
Yes.
No. Ken. Yes,
you're trying to ask all the time.
כן, אז בהמשך בצד השני
to continue on the other side of what Sonia asked, how can we help one another build the greatness of our teacher in order to constantly hear and listen to his voice?
I think that you need to set an example, each one to her friends. How is it possible to treat Rabash and Bala Sulam in a way that they are our leaders?
Do it
with everything you've got. I'm not going to get involved there.
So,
that's it.
יש עוד משהו? שם בסוף, כן.
Anything else there in the back?
רב, שאלת, אמרת שצריך
רב, you said that we need to connect to Bala Sulam and Rabash.
שזה הם, שאני מתחברת אליהם.
How will we know that it's them that I'm connecting to?
If you need to know, you'll know. It'll be arranged already.
But
I recommend to start connecting amongst yourselves, and then with Bala Sulam. Connect amongst yourselves, and then to Rabash. Both of them are leading us.
I'm
asking that from them. I'm talking to them.
Very, very well.
No, I'm asking if that's what I need to do.
Yeah,
that's what we need to do. Yes.
טוב. אנחנו סיימנו את השיעור בעצם.
We finished the lesson. Really?
We can also continue if you want.
You say that, but I'm... My throat is already out.
Да, Рав, вот вы сказали добрые уста, когда он благословляет народ. А что народу с того, что я благословляю? Я чувствую добрые уста.
You said that a good mouth is one who blesses the people. If I feel this good mouth, how can the people feel it?
Машпия аля.
И
ам.
influences the people, bestows to the people his qualities, his chasadim, and then the people become closer to the Creator.
Okay.
I can't. I have a problem. I have a limitation in my voice. What do we do next?
It's our schedule for tomorrow, Wednesday, 2:40 a.m. preparation for morning lesson. 3 to 5:30 will be our morning lesson. At noon, afternoon lesson here in the study hall for men and women. From age 18 and up, and then 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Israel time, the meal. And we'll conclude with a song.
प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा Together we go, light awakens our soul. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, about reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. Sadi sadhe mere sikha, pyaar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sadhe mere sikha, pyaar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. Sadi sadhe mere sikha, pyaar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sadhe mere sikha, pyaar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha. प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा सारी सब ने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा